Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, Crystal. My name is Stephen Madison. Somehow, some way, you guys got information from me on the 4th, scamming my computer, scamming my phone or something. Somebody was able to obtain my debit card number, my email, and my physical address. I've been here 2 weeks. When I looked at your website, Crystal, I did not enter any of that information. I want to know how your company is getting information off a brief visit to your website.
Yes,
somebody's got me, and I had to cancel my – they canceled my debit card. I'm out of debit card for 2 days. So they had to cancel it because I did not authorize that.
Yes,
how
sir.
Did
someone
you get information like that? How did you guys scan information off my phone, my brief encounter with your website?
Yes, sir. And you verified your first and last name is a good address, 7052 North Clinton Street, Fort Wayne,
ma'am,
Indiana.
Ma'am, that's part of the issue. I've only been here 2 weeks. I did not enter that information. I looked at a phone and a watch. I did not order.
It was ordered.
Yes. Huh?
It was ordered. This
no,
was done on June 4th. It's on the way. It's on the way to your house.
I did not order. I looked at it. I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. And now I get a charge of $67 for
yes, sir.
$8 shipping?
Yes,
something
sir.
In the fine print? Something in the fine print?
Yes,
right?
sir. It was. But someone had to put the card information in. We can't just
no,
scan the card. I'm sorry.
Not me.
Yes, sir. Someone would have
now
to.
I'm out of card for 2 days, ma'am.
This
two
happened
days,
on June 4th,
I have to get a
sir.
New debit card. Fortunately, Chase has the balls to catch this kind of crap and not pay you guys.
Yes, sir. They've already paid us. On June 4th, someone ordered a fitness watch on the 4th, paid $7.95.
No,
someone would have had
I
to
looked,
put this information in. We don't just scam
well,
information.
Somebody scanned my account some off my phone somehow, ma'am. Somebody
no, sir.
Got my
we wouldn't do
that,
that sir.
About. Somebody did. Maybe
okay.
You don't know it, but one of your coworkers is doing it somehow. Because I did not provide my address. I did not provide my email. Yet you guys got it. Chase is investigating. They're going to be calling you guys, I imagine. They're
yes, sir, because someone put this information in. Maybe you didn't do it, but someone else did it. We would not have this information.
No, not the right answer. You know
okay.
You know somebody there has a way to scam information.
No,
somebody
we don't. But okay.
My address, my account, my credit card, debit card number? No. Somebody is making a profit here, and I want to know who. I want a cut of it. I want it to stop.
Yes, sir. Someone put this information in. We don't take
no.
orders over the phone. No. It's all done online. The customer has to go to the website. They have to put their information in. I don't know if you have it set to autofill or something, but we would have no idea your information because without you putting your information in, you wouldn't be a customer. And you have the watch that tracks your steps, your sleep, your heart rate, which somebody ordered on June 4th. Today is the 9th.
What was ordered?
A fitness watch. It tracks your steps. It's a smart watch.
I looked at that website. Yes, I did not order it.
It ordered it. It was ordered on the 4th. It shipped out on the 5th. So it is on the way to your address.
Did not order it. I looked. I didn't want it. I've had experience with the company before. I got scanned before. I had to get another card. I had to wait. Now I'm going to wait 2 more days. And Chase is going to follow up. I'm sure Chase is going to call you or your boss or somebody in authority. Demanding, how did you get this information? Because it was not released by me. Somebody's buying it or selling it or something.
Okay, no one's doing that, sir, but I do apologize. But your account has been canceled by the other agent. Your charges have been declined. You're going to receive this smartwatch in the next couple days. so you're going to have no further charges.
I'll just ship it back, man, because I'm not taking this crap.
There's nowhere to ship it back to, sir. It's a shipping warehouse only. It says customer called on yesterday to check the status of his package. They provided product information, advised that product will arrive on Saturday from United States Postal Service. Customer understood. Customer called back in yesterday again that you did not order these products. They're under your name. You wanted to speak to a supervisor, a manager. They let you know there was none available yesterday. Customer started using profanity words. End of call.
Yes, I was. I'm very upset, ma'am. Somebody's scamming me and making a profit, and you're saying it didn't happen with your watch. Yesterday, yes, I called. Every time, every moron there in customer service, we don't have a supervisor here. We work on our own. We can't transfer you to somebody in authority.
That's a lie right there. I'm sorry they told you that.
Who is that? We don't have a supervisor.
We always have a supervisor. I don't know why they told you that, sir.
Well, three of them did, because I called back three times and every time. I can't do that, sir. I can't do that. Calm down.
Yes, sir. If you want a supervisor, you always can get a supervisor. I'm sorry they told you that. But yes, sir.
Three of your staff told me last night around 11 o'clock when I was fuming more than I am now. Somebody's scamming on my information. Somebody was able. No one, three or four companies know our new address. Yet you guys had it.
Yes, sir. What I would do if I were you, since you did not do this, I would let your bank or credit card company know, because to be honest, sir, I've never seen it happen here, but if it happened to you, it's happened to you. You're saying it's happened, so it had to happen. I'm sorry it happened, but please have Chase open an investigation, sir.
They're going to be fine. They got your number. They got your city, I'm sure, your toll-free number. They're going to get an answer to you by next.
Yes, sir. And if someone is doing that, I agree, it needs to be stopped, and it needs to be stopped right now, sir.
Somebody's doing it, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I believe you. I believe you, sir. No problem. I've got you. Yes, sir. And they'll work with us, and we'll find out if someone's doing it on our end. We'll find out. That person will be fired. And then Chase will decide if they want to press charges or not from there. Okay?
How come I couldn't have this conversation yesterday when I first got the notice? Because Chase texted me, emailed me, here's this company charging you 60-some bucks. No, I'm not paying it. They canceled it. Now I have to wait 2 days for our card. This is just a bunch of hooey, ma'am. Are you in America or are you in Bangladesh?
No, sir. I'm in Alabama. I'm in America. Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama.
I've been there. It's a nice city, ma'am.
Yes, sir. But I'm sorry they lied to you and told you we didn't have a supervisor. We always have a supervisor. But please have Chase open, and if someone is doing that here, like, if that's what it looks like, I can't guarantee it, though, but they'll open an investigation, and then they'll decide what steps need to be made in the future, like if charges will be filed, and I'm sure they'll lose their job, so they will definitely find it out, sir.
Including compensation to me for my 2 days without my card and all the hours I've spent trying to get to a supervisor, 3 or 4 hours last night, because they would not, every time I called, we don't have a supervisor here, so we're on our own. They won't take calls, sir. What a bunch of hooey.
Yes, sir, I agree.
So am I going to be compensated somehow by all this ineptitude?
Okay, see, I wouldn't be able to make that decision.
Okay, answer me somebody that can. Make a report, call me back. You got my number, you got my address, you got my email. You had my debit card number, so I had to cancel it and make me wait 2 days to get money out of the bank. Wasn't my fault. Somebody's making a profit here, man. It's not me.
Yes, sir. And it's not me either, I promise.
All my waking hours talking to banks and companies in Alabama, wherever you are, Bangladesh, Delaware.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry for swearing. I was just very upset. I had to keep talking. We don't have a supervisor. You can't talk to anybody in authority.
Yes, sir. I understand. And I'm sorry that happened. But yes, sir, Chase would be the one. You would need to let them know that you're wanting some kind of compensation, and they would be the one to talk to our corporate office to see if that's a possibility.
They're going to do something now. It's just not right. I can look at a website and get scammed somehow. Not going to work. Not going to profit this.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. You have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.